ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Prices shift, petrol jumps, shares fall. A company cuts jobs, and suddenly the business story is everyone's story.
I'm Alan Kohler.
And I'm Carrington Clark. From Monday to Thursday on ABC Business Daily, we break down the biggest stories in business, finance, and the economy, and why they matter.
Then on Fridays, I'll go deeper on That's Business, with the people making decisions, taking risks, and shaping where the economy goes next.
Find it all in the ABC Business Daily feed on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that mic all right for you?
Yeah, I think right height.
Cool. If you need to change it, you can just twist the thing.
Yeah, no, we're good. We're in biz.
Okay, great. All right, let's roll. Julia Bergen.
Madison Connaughton.
Great to have you in the Background Briefing studio.
It's good to be here.
This is your first Background Briefing story.
It is, number one.
Okay, so the series is called In Search of the Missing Artist.
That's right.
I know a little bit about the story.
Have you been eavesdropping?
No, I have heard you making some phone calls on this story over the last couple of months. You've been working very hard.
Inside voice is not my forte. That's fair enough, yep.
I picked up a few things. Is this story something about the art world?
That's correct.
Okay. Is it something about like the plastics industry?
It is.
And the other thing is maybe there's something to do with France.
Bingo.
Okay. I'm very intrigued to know how these things all fit together. Do you want to tell us? Where do you start?
Where else? Five-star hotel.
Of course. Okay. Paint a picture for us.
So I'm standing in the shadow of a giant stone plinth, surveying the ground floor of this five-star hotel. It's called the Fullerton Hotel.
Okay.
And it's in the centre of Sydney. It's all very grand. You know, you've got concierge, velvet furnishings, big archways. There's even a grand piano in the foyer. It's the perfect place to meet a source.
Meeting a source in a five-star hotel. It's very, you know, very journalism.
Very journalism, a little bit detective. My source is called Simon Dulhunty, and he phoned a couple of days ago and then followed up with this text to tell me that he had some information about a story that I was looking into.
Hi, Julia. It's Simon calling regarding the studio gallery.
He's talking about an art gallery.
I understand you've been asking around, and I've got a lot of knowledge about the facts and would like to catch up for a coffee or tea in the next couple of days. I'm in Sydney.
I say yes. I confirm his full name and organise a time to meet him. I don't ask who he is. I don't ask how he heard about me or what he knows about the story.
Why not?
Well, the story's generated a lot of anxiety, and so the last thing I want to do is spook him. But I do my due diligence. I call around. I find out that Simon's a former journalist, former media executive, and according to his LinkedIn, he's now a media advisor. But at the time, his profile doesn't say for who. So I'm curious. I've got a lot of questions that I want to ask Simon. And as I'm sort of waltzing through the foyer of this very grand hotel, I'm feeling confident that hopefully he might be able to provide me some of those answers. Oh, I see Simon. He hasn't seen me yet, so I'll take this opportunity to quickly describe him. He's wearing a very crisp blue shirt and suit pants, no tie. There's no mention that this is an off-the-record meeting, but I switch off my mic. I don't know what Simon's going to say, but the moment it's done, I leave and I walk at pace about 200 metres down the road, decide, all right, the middle of the footpath is going to have to do, and I just recount everything into my phone.
All right, I'm just going to do a voice note.
Because Simon is not there to give me information. He's there to give me a warning.
So I sit down and he basically says, fresh off the bat, let me just be super clear. I'm very close to the art world. I'm married to an artist. I know the drill. I know that there's allegiances.
Simon's waving around a thick pad of paper. He says,
I've got sworn statements. I've got affidavits.
He tells me there's a heavy-handed legal response coming my way if I pursue this. And he's flicking through the pages theatrically as he's talking to me.
He basically said, the more that this unravels, the more damage it does.
This meeting didn't come out of nowhere. For months, I've been investigating the sudden appearance of a mysterious French artist in the Australian art market.
Hmm.
His name is Jean-Paul Maljean.
Jean-Paul Mangin.
And Simon knows a thing or two about him. He tells me,
JPM Jean-Paul Mangin is real. I've spoken to the person. And he said, Jean-Paul Mangin has suffered incredible stress.
By this point, I realise Simon is no whistleblower. No, he's here on behalf of one of Australia's most aggressive defamation law firms. He's actually their media guy, and he's meeting me to pass on a message from a few of their clients.
Wow.
The artist himself and his gallery in Australia, Studio Gallery Group. And that message is really simple. Back off the story and stop asking questions about the internationally acclaimed artist, Jean-Paul Mangin.
So Jean-Paul
Mangin.
So Jean-Paul Mangin, I'm going to get that at some point.
As we go through this story, there's going to be all sorts of botched pronunciations of Mangin. We're going to have Mangan, Mangan, Mangin.
My own included, I'm sure.
Mine too.
Okay, so that's his name, but who is he?
According to what's online, Jean-Paul Mangin is a sculpture artist. French. His studio is based in Paris and he exhibits and sells worldwide. In 2021, he's introduced to the Australian market by a local gallery, Studio Gallery Group.
This artist, Jean-Paul Mangin, he creates these beautiful sculptural works in perspex or what is essentially a sheet of plastic, PMMA plastic.
It's 2026 and this is the first time I'm seeing a Jean-Paul Mangin in real life. It's a little noisy because I'm standing on a Melbourne street and it's blowing an absolute gale.
So windy.
The greatest risk to us is a hurricane right now.
Yeah. What?
It is seriously windy. Sense of urgency.
What's the, like, pathetic fallacy where it's like the weather matches the drama? Like,
I'm with a young woman called Eliza Murley who knows Jean-Paul Mangin's work well, and she's going to tell me what she was told to tell prospective buyers. The two of us are peering through a big shopfront window into a gallery space. And the reason we're not inside is because I've been banned from entering.
Oh.
But the Jean-Paul is easy to see.
It's like a smaller Jean-Paul in the green. Yeah, they always have a Jean-Paul in this gallery, like from what I've seen.
It's dark green, slightly transparent, titled La Graison. Number 066, about a metre long, and it's selling for just under $7,500.
You know, his size range can really go up to, like, as wide as sort of, like, 2 metres, and as well, it is potential that if you have a very specific sort of colour or more shape or size in mind, we can communicate with the artist and do a commissioned work.
As Eliza tells me, the Jean-Pauls come in all sorts of colours and finishes. There's another smaller metallic gold one sitting on a plinth in the window. This one's called Metal